Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. On this show, we're diving into the controversy over the DNC blocking Fox News from the debate game. But first, today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or a built-in front pocket and a range of wonderful, beautiful rainbow colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So, Jimmy, this has been, I think it was since midweek of this week, we have been hearing the rumbles and the complaints and the pushback and just the controversy over this decision by the DNC to basically disallow Fox News from participating in these debates. Now, I know that was music to your ears.
No, actually.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Mr. Left of Left?
Yes. I don't think any news organization should be banned from any news event, including something like the debates. Now, they're not banning them from the event.
Well, they can show up. Participation. They're not going to be participating in it. You're not going to have a Chris Wallace, handling, moderating, or anything like that. I'm sure they can show up. They're not going to, but you're not going to be, hosting the thing.
Right. And is that, by the way, if you host a debate,
yeah,
you're just asking questions or throwing out topics that were pre-agreed upon. Am I wrong or not?
No, no, you're not.
So you're much preparation? In other words,
there's a lot of preparation. In fact,
amongst all of the people in part of
that network,
but not with the debate candidates.
No, they don't know what's going on.
Of
course not. Why would you set them up with the answers and questions?
They have PR people that are going to tell them what those questions are going to be.
I mean, there are only so many questions. There are a few left field questions.
That's my point.
Right. They're being prepped by their people. They're not being prepped by the networks.
Correct. So that was my point.
And just a little behind the scenes here. So how it worked at CNN is that when they were gearing up for a debate, you have the Washington bureau chief, all the best political team on journalism or TV, whatever the slug was, tagline was, everybody pulls questions.
Right.
They say, hey, give us your questions, what we should be paying attention to and so forth. In addition, the White House correspondents, we were asked to provide some questions as well. So we would submit a list of questions. And then there was this very secret committee that would decide ultimately what questions were asked. Remember, there was that whole controversy when one of our one of our contributors, Donna, who leaked a couple of questions to the Hillary camp, and that was controversial. That never happens because they really keep a tight lid on how those questions are prepared.
But it's a human who's delivering those questions.
Yes.
And they are just questions.
Yes.
They are not supposed to be opinions.
No,
this is how I feel about this question, this topic.
Exactly.
How do you feel, Mr. Candidate or Mrs. Candidate?
Right. But as you know, Jimmy, pretty much anything and everything that has been happening is being blocked or allowed based on where you sit in the church,
right.
which side of the aisle. Everything. I mean, it could be a game now is controversial. It becomes political.
Right.
You know?
And we've talked about this as almost a civil war going on in this country between the lefties and the righties and the Democrats and the Republicans. And everybody seems to forget that we are supposed to be
Americans
together.
Yes. Yeah.
And in fact, the American experience has come under attack during this civil war, too.
Yeah. What is the American experience now? I kind of forgot.
Said before, after
lost the map to the American experience.
Because I thought we were a nation of immigrants, and maybe that has taken a left or a right turn, depending on which.
Or it collided at the
big intersection.
Which
way you're going on that road.
But so just to provide a little bit more context here, those, and I always point this out, there are people who I guess sleep under a rock, but we refer to them as those people who don't have a clue about what's going on. And so you would have had to have not had a clue to understand why they decided to do this. And the reason for it is that there was this New Yorker story that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it did is that it showed a very cozy and even cozier relationship between Fox News and President Donald Trump. I don't know that I was shocked by it, but I think that it's one thing to think that a network is pro a certain party, and there's another thing to find out more details that paint a portrait of it's the mouthpiece. You know, it's like a coordinated, you know, connection.
They're brain hacking us. That's what they're doing.
They're
taking advantage, I believe, as you know, of people that haven't taken the time to educate themselves about all sides to issues.
Yes.
Okay. And because of the hateful doctrine that has evolved in the last few years, led by you know who, by him, I might add, we tend to jump quickly to hatred and negative stories, and it's really, really depressing. It bothers me. I can't. You know how you say, unless you live under a rock. I've been in under that rock.
Yeah, okay. Well, I bury my head sometimes.
And as you too, yes. And as you know, I was a sports guy, not a news guy, because there's no way, as a news guy, I wouldn't be babbling and crying and being emotional at every story, every horrible story.
Yeah, but now you would do that as a sports guy too, because there's a lot of crazy stuff happening in sports that has connections to politics, and we don't need to go down that road. But it's just as crazy. No, we could be reporting on the flower show or the dog show, and I guarantee that at some point there would be, you know, a dog running across with a pro-Trump hat and another one which says, I only turn left, and all of a sudden the dog show becomes controversial.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's kind of how it is now. But anyway, I mean, this is kind of my concern about it. And I agree with you. I mean, ultimately, I think that it is wrong to exclude any news organization. And Chris Wallace, who has hosted these things before, it is news. It's not whatever you think of Fox or whatever you think of MSNBC. Right. These guys are there to ask questions, not partisan questions, just questions. And I think it's wrong, because now you are opening a can of worms. Already Trump is saying, oh, if that's the way you're going to play, then during the general election, you're not going to see me showing up at those, you know, fake news, as he calls it, run debates.
Right.
So that's happening. And it's just further driving that wedge between
everybody.
And, you know, so if you exclude those from the right, from something that should be open to everyone, you can't complain when the right then starts shutting the door on the left.
Right.
You know?
And by the way, and it was the right that actually created the door in the first place, Dan.
Well, there is a lot of door creating by, I think, both sides. You know, I think everyone.
You're such a centrist.
No,
you won't lean one way or another.
There's a lot of blame. You can say that some have louder voices, but everyone, there's plenty of, you know, blame to go around. I mean, everyone is in this wrestling match together.
Yeah.
I wanted to read this statement. This story, I'm attributed to a Pointer. They were aggregating a lot of different aspects of the story, and I thought it was a great article. But they had a statement from Tom Perez, who's a DNC chairman, explaining the reasoning behind, you know, boxing out Fox News from the debates. And again, not attending the debate, but participating, you know, being the host of the debate. He said, quote, I believe that a key pathway to victory is to continue to expand our electorate and reach all voters. That is why I've made it a priority to talk to a broad array of potential media partners, including Fox News. Because, of course, Jimmy, Fox News, there had been indications early on that Fox News would, in fact, be doing one of these primary debates. However, he goes on to say, recent reporting in The New Yorker on the inappropriate relationship between President Trump, his administration, and Fox News has led me to conclude that the network is not in a position to host a fair and neutral debate for our candidates. Therefore, Fox News will not serve as a media partner for the 2020 Democratic primary debates.
I'm listening and I'm like saying, okay.
Yeah.
You know, look, this country, as you know, Dan, was founded on free speech.
Yeah.
Okay. We've talked about this. It, you know, and
you may not like it.
You may not like what's being said, but we, and you know what? And I understand. However, there are certain things. Who's judging appropriate and not appropriate? And I think that, again,
well
that's what I mean.
It's, everybody is.
Right. We all,
and the
every
version,
one of
everyone
us.
Everyone has their own version of what that is.
We are so judgmental as
a
society right now.
Yeah, because I'm judging you right now because you have a striped sweater on. And they're not stripes all the way to the top. So you're discriminating against the top of your sweater, Jimmy. I'm going to judge you for that.
I'm just wearing
and
the
I can.
Thing.
And it's partly blue, which it means that it's partisan.
Oh.
Yes. Why aren't you wearing something that would be more in keeping with my down the middle kind of you know, thinking.
Had I known that you were this sensitive to this issue, Dan, I would have consulted you before I got dressed this morning.
Of course, if you're listening and you think Dan's nuts, no, I'm just making a point.
No,
that
Jimmy's the nuts one in this crowd, all right? I'll take that.
I'm making the point that just about anything, including a sweater, can divide us these days, including the division between the top of your sweater and the bottom of your sweater.
Right,
that's how nuts it is.
It is, and somehow, Dan, this has to change.
Yes. I don't know if it will in our lifetime.
It has to change. Look, isn't change the most searched keyword in an election?
Probably.
It can be. It's one of them, right?
Because of the economy, people are searching for change in their pockets.
Well, that's a different kind of change. I understand that. But point being, again, if you want change, vote here.
Yes.
If you don't want change.
It's what helped Obama win the White House.
Status quo.
It was just
exactly
one word,
right.
Change.
That's exactly right.
You don't
have
to say anything else. Just change. That means...
Right.
Well, you just want change.
So now you want, again, you already have a majority of voters in this country who did not want this current sitting president there.
But okay?
I'm not going to get into the Electoral College and all this because, I think it's stupid to have it now. It doesn't make any sense to me. Right. It was an 18th century creation.
But we can't let the politics... Or something like the DNC, you know, influence the media, the content, you know, who asks questions. And I know they have a right to do it. You know, they can say we don't like that person to be sitting in that chair, but to completely keep them out of the process of being a partner for something like this.
Yeah.
I think you have to be able to separate the crazy stuff that happens around a network and individual journalists.
Well, again, and we've talked about the line between being a journalist and being a talk show host.
Right.
And there is a difference.
Yes,
whether
there
the
is.
Public recognizes that or not, there is a
the
difference.
The public doesn't get it.
I understand.
They paint
and
with a very broad brush.
Again, it's why we need some more subscribers so we can explain this to
people.
Yeah,
we've been splaining.
We've been splaining.
We've been splaining. So anyway, there's. Did you have more?
I had a lot more on it, but my point is, if you were the judge, and you're a moderate, you have to moderate this divide between these two sides, right?
Well, yeah. Yep.
What's the obvious compromise?
What's the obvious compromise? Go to Switzerland and hold it there. That's always the compromise.
Go to Amsterdam.
Yeah,
I don't know about you, pal.
It's all peace and love over there.
Switzerland, I got chocolate. In Amsterdam, I got other things.
That's the way
I'm just going to say. I'm just going to leave it out there.
Leave it there.
I'm going to leave it out there. So what would you do?
No, that's what I would do. I'd go to Switzerland. No, I think...
Come on.
What's the most obvious
thing?
I don't know. What, to bring world peace? Is that
what
you're asking?
No. You have a Fox person sitting next to a CNN person, or excuse me, educated person sitting next to an uneducated person.
Yeah, no, I don't. That's forced. I think open it up to everyone.
Well,
that's what it should keep it the way it was. There was nothing wrong with the way it was. To your point, separate the craziness that happens in prime time from news. Separate the craziness that happens in the front office from news. If you can do that, then there's not an issue here.
Yeah.
You know, who cares? There are a lot of crazy owners who are part of, you know, some big media company out there. You don't hold the content or what journalists can do all the time hostage based on what an owner thinks.
Sinclair Broadcasting?
Well, yes, there is Sinclair.
Oh,
but that's different. If Sinclair Broadcasting is influencing the content of the newscast, that's a different question.
Which we know they're trying to do.
No, I know that,
okay.
But I'm saying that you can't, if in fact it is ownership saying one thing and then news being allowed to cover news, then you can't group them together. Sinclair is clearly has bundled the two together, and that's where the confusion comes in.
Okay.
Anyway, before we go, I just wanted to say that an executive of Fox News said the following about this. We hope the DNC will reconsider its decision to bar Chris Wallace, Brett Baer, and Martha McCollum, all of whom embody the ultimate journalistic integrity and professionalism. That was a quote that we pulled from the Pointer article. I don't know that this is going to be the end of it. I hope that they will reconsider. There's plenty of time. I think we often will cover the story and then what's going on behind the scenes, negotiations. And there is some kind of, I think, in the interest of upholding what journalism is all about, I hope that calmer minds will prevail with a good solution here.
So remember this. We've talked about this before, that the sitting president really didn't think he was going to get elected and was going to start a media company had he not been elected.
And he still will.
And he's going to buy Fox.
He doesn't have enough money to do that.
Well, don't say that because, as you know, this guy prints it in his basement and doesn't pay taxes.
No, I think he tells you. I think he tells you he prints it. I've never seen the basement. If you like this episode, or if you have seen the basement, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Hate Jimmy. Send all hate mail to Jimmy. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. Also, drop us a line at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.